The city of Jericho was bustling, full of expectation for the passage of Jesus. In Luke 19, verses 1 and 2, we see that Jesus was passing through Jericho, attracting a large crowd. In this scenario, something extraordinary was about to happen. Zacchaeus, a tax collector and wealthy man, lived on the margins of society. But his curiosity and desire for something greater led him to take an action that would change his life. Without being noticed, he climbed a tree, hoping to see Jesus pass by. Little did he know that this encounter would bring an unexpected and deeply transformative change in his life. This event was not just a casual meeting. It was a clear manifestation of Jesus's mission on earth, as described in Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. While many expected Jesus to focus on the rich and powerful, he surprised everyone by choosing someone despised by society, demonstrating his mission to reach the lost and marginalized. The encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus goes beyond a simple historical narrative, touching on issues of redemption, acceptance, and personal transformation. Jesus did not just look at Zacchaeus, he truly saw him, recognizing in him a soul seeking redemption. This recognition, as narrated in Luke 19:5, where Jesus called Zacchaeus by name, was a milestone in Jesus' ministry, illustrating his ability to see beyond appearances and recognize the potential for change in each individual. The impact of this encounter was not only felt by Zacchaeus, but also by everyone around him, challenging their own perceptions of who deserved God's attention and love. The impact of this encounter resonates through the centuries, reminding us that the deepest changes can occur in the most unexpected moments. Jesus, by calling Zacchaeus by name and walking to his house, showed that redemption is available to all, regardless of past mistakes or failures. This is the power of the unexpected, the possibility of transformation where it is least expected. And so, the simple desire to see Jesus became the starting point for a new life. In a narrative that defies expectations, the encounter of Jesus with Zacchaeus teaches us that no one is beyond the reach of divine grace. Zacchaeus's unexpected call reminds us that, regardless of our circumstances or what others may think of us, there is always an opportunity for redemption and renewal. And like Zacchaeus, we must be ready to embrace this opportunity when it presents itself. Zacchaeus, mentioned in Luke 19:2, was a chief tax collector, a man who had become wealthy at the expense of his compatriots. In a society where wealth was often seen as a sign of divine blessing, the way Zacchaeus acquired his fortune placed him in a position of isolation, both socially and spiritually. He was hated and avoided by all, living on the margins of Jewish society. His wealth, instead of bringing respect, further isolated him, making him a lonely and despised figure. This isolation was not only physical, but also spiritual. Although Zacchaeus had material wealth, he lived in deep spiritual poverty. His position as a chief tax collector made him an outcast, excluded from the religious and social activities of his community, as is often implied in the narratives of the Gospels. His search to see Jesus, described in Luke 19:3 and 4, may have been driven by this deep dissatisfaction and desire to find something more meaningful in his life. Zacchaeus's story resonates deeply with the human experience of feeling disconnected, even when surrounded by material goods or success. Luke 19:4 gives us a glimpse of this desperate search when Zacchaeus, recognizing his own spiritual need, runs ahead of the crowd and climbs a sycamore tree to see Jesus. This act reflects a deep desire for a connection that transcends the material, a hunger for redemption and acceptance that only an encounter with the divine could satisfy. Zacchaeus's life before his encounter with Jesus was marked by isolation and rejection, but also by preparation for the transformation that was to come. His marginalized position in society prepared his heart for the change that would occur when he encountered Jesus's love and acceptance. Zacchaeus's story reminds us that those who seem farthest away are often the closest to a significant change, just waiting for the right moment to be touched by divine grace. The man on the margins, despised by all, was about to become an example of transformation and redemption. Zacchaeus's life teaches us that no matter how far we may feel from love or acceptance, there is always a chance for redemption. The marginalization he suffered prepared him for the moment when Jesus would call him by name, demonstrating that even the most isolated can find a way back to community and spirituality. In the time of Jesus, tax collectors like Zacchaeus were deeply despised figures in Jewish society. They were seen as collaborators with the Romans, traitors who enriched themselves at the expense of their own people. In Luke 18, from 9 to 14, Jesus tells the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, demonstrating the contempt society had for these men. Zacchaeus, as the chief tax collector, represented the pinnacle of this contempt, being considered impure and unworthy. This hatred was not just a matter of mistrust, it was a complete rejection of the person, a social exclusion that affected every aspect of a tax collector's life. As mentioned earlier, they were banned from the synagogue and excluded from the religious and social life of their community. This was part of the burden Zacchaeus carried daily. The exclusion of Zacchaeus from the religious community is exemplified by the crowd's surprise when Jesus chooses to stay at the house of a sinner, Luke 19:7. The encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus, however, broke these social and religious barriers. By choosing to interact with Zacchaeus, Jesus challenged the cultural norms of his time, demonstrating that his mission included even those whom society had rejected. In Luke 19:9, Jesus declares, "Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham." With this, Jesus not only rescues Zacchaeus, but also reaffirms his identity as part of God's people, challenging the social perceptions that kept him away from the community. The figure of the tax collector, therefore, becomes a powerful symbol of the reach of God's grace. The redemption of Zacchaeus shows that no one is beyond the reach of God's love. His story challenges conventional perceptions of who deserves to be saved and who is worthy of divine attention. By looking at the figure of Zacchaeus, we are invited to reconsider our own judgments and embrace the idea that salvation is offered to all, regardless of their past or their position in society. As we observe the figure of Zacchaeus in the light of Scripture, we see how God's love transcends the barriers created by men. The example of Zacchaeus challenges us to look beyond appearances and recognize the intrinsic value of each person, regardless of their flaws or sins. As Jesus did, we are called to reach out to those on the margins, offering them the same grace and acceptance that Zacchaeus received. Zacchaeus, despite his wealth, felt a deep emptiness in his life. In Luke 19:3, we read that he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being of short stature, he could not because of the crowd. This verse reveals more than just curiosity. It shows a spiritual hunger, a desire for something he had not yet found in his life. This desire to see Jesus was the manifestation of an inner need that his wealth and position could not satisfy. This spiritual hunger is a reflection of the universal search for meaning and purpose, a search that transcends all social and economic barriers. Zacchaeus was dissatisfied with his life, and this dissatisfaction drove him to seek Jesus in a way that exposed him to ridicule and humiliation. In Luke 19:4, he runs ahead of the crowd and climbs a sycamore tree. This act is significant because, for a man of his position, climbing a tree was unusual and humiliating, but he was willing to sacrifice his pride in search of something greater. Zacchaeus's spiritual quest reflects the journey of many of us who, even surrounded by comfort and success, feel an inner emptiness that can only be filled by something transcendent. Zacchaeus was seeking redemption, a new direction for his life, something he felt he could find in Jesus. His act of climbing the tree is a symbol of his willingness to do whatever it takes to find this inner peace, even if it meant exposing himself to ridicule. Luke 19:5 shows us Jesus' immediate response to Zacchaeus' spiritual hunger. "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Jesus recognizes Zacchaeus' need and responds promptly, showing that he is always ready to respond to those who sincerely seek him. Zacchaeus' spiritual hunger was what led him to this transformative encounter, showing that the first step to redemption is recognizing our own need for something greater. In the end, Zacchaeus' spiritual hunger was what opened the door to his transformation. His story teaches us that recognizing our own spiritual need is the first step toward a fuller and more meaningful life. When we acknowledge our spiritual hunger and seek to satisfy it, as Zacchaeus did, we open the door to deep and lasting transformations in our lives, just as it happened with him on that day in Jericho. The moment when Zacchaeus decides to climb the tree is a crucial turning point in the narrative. In Luke 19:4, we read that Zacchaeus, because of his short stature and the crowd that prevented him from seeing Jesus, ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree. This seemingly simple act carries profound significance. Climbing a tree may seem trivial, but for Zacchaeus, it was an act of courage and humility. He was overcoming not only his physical limitations, but also his own emotional and social barriers. This decisive moment shows that Zacchaeus was willing to go beyond the expected to meet Jesus. He knew that in the midst of the crowd, he would never be able to see him clearly. He needed a new perspective, needed to rise above the confusion and tumult around him. Climbing the tree was his way of gaining that perspective, putting himself in a position where he could have a clear and direct encounter with Jesus. This act of active seeking is a powerful example of faith in action. The act of climbing the tree also symbolizes Zacchaeus' willingness to seek the truth, regardless of what it might cost him. In a society where dignity and status were highly valued, Zacchaeus put himself in a vulnerable position, showing that his spiritual hunger was greater than his pride or reputation. This act of humility and determination set the stage for the encounter that would change his life forever, as we see in Luke 19:5, when Jesus calls him by name and invites him to come down quickly. Luke 19:6 highlights Zacchaeus' readiness to respond to Jesus' call, so he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. This verse shows that once Zacchaeus decided to seek Jesus, he did not hesitate to respond to the call. The decisive moment of climbing the tree was the catalyst for a series of events that culminated in his spiritual and social transformation. He found not only a new physical perspective, but also a new spiritual perspective. This act of climbing the tree challenges us to consider how far we are willing to go in our own pursuit of Jesus. Are we willing to overcome obstacles, to put ourselves in vulnerable positions, to reach for something greater? The story of Zacchaeus teaches us that moments of greatest transformation often come when we are willing to go beyond what is easy or comfortable. And like Zacchaeus, when we promptly respond to Jesus' call, we can experience a profound change in our lives. When Jesus arrived in Jericho, a large crowd gathered to see him. The expectation was palpable, and everyone wanted to be close to him, hoping to see miracles or hear teachings. In Luke 19:3, we see that the crowd was so large that even Zacchaeus, a man of short stature, could not see Jesus without climbing a tree. The presence of Jesus always attracted attention, but what no one expected was the type of person he would give attention to that day. The crowd expected Jesus to turn to the righteous, to the religious, or to those with the highest reputation. However, in a surprising twist, Jesus chose Zacchaeus, a man despised by all, to be the focus of his attention. In Luke 19:5, we read, "When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.'" This act defied all expectations and caused murmurs among those present, as indicated in Luke 19:7, where people began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." The crowd's surprise reveals much about the expectations of the time regarding religion and morality. By choosing to associate with Zacchaeus, Jesus was breaking social and religious conventions, showing that his mission was inclusive and that no one was beyond the reach of his mercy. This act of choosing the marginalized challenged the crowd to reconsider their own expectations of who was worthy of God's love and attention. This moment also serves as a lesson for all of us about the danger of judging others based on appearances or reputation. The crowd had ignored Zacchaeus, seeing him only as a sinner, but Jesus looked deeper, recognizing his spiritual hunger and willingness to change. In Luke 19:9, Jesus declares, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham." This statement not only validates Zacchaeus as part of God's people, but also challenges the crowd to recognize the possibility of redemption for all. The encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus in the presence of the crowd teaches us that God is not limited by our human expectations. He sees the heart and seeks those who are willing to be transformed. By challenging the crowd's expectations, Jesus not only brought salvation to Zacchaeus, but also a new understanding to all who witnessed that moment. Jesus' call to Zacchaeus was as unexpected as it was transformative. When Jesus looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the tree, he called him by name and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Luke 19:5. This was a decisive moment, not only for Zacchaeus, but also for everyone around, witnessing the scene. By calling Zacchaeus by name, Jesus demonstrated that he was not just an anonymous spectator in the crowd, but a person known and loved by God. The fact that Jesus called Zacchaeus by name is significant. He knew Zacchaeus, his struggles, his mistakes, and yet he chose to approach him. This reflects Jesus' omniscience and his purpose of seeking those who are lost. In John 10:3, Jesus speaks about how the Good Shepherd calls his sheep by name and leads them. Zacchaeus's call is a practical example of this teaching, showing that each individual is important to God and that he knows each of us intimately. Zacchaeus's response to the call was immediate. Luke 19:6 tells us that he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. This verse captures Zacchaeus's readiness and joy in responding to Jesus, even knowing that it might cause scandal or surprise among those present. His willingness to receive Jesus into his home, despite the possible social consequences, demonstrates his thirst for change and redemption. This call also reminds us that Jesus does not wait for perfection before calling us. He calls us in the midst of our imperfections, offering us the opportunity to draw closer to him and be transformed. For Zacchaeus, Jesus' call was the opening of a door to a new life, an invitation to leave behind his past and embrace a future full of possibilities. Jesus' call to Zacchaeus is a powerful reminder that no matter where we are in life or what we have done, there is always an opportunity to respond to God's love. This call is personal and direct, requiring an immediate and sincere response. And like Zacchaeus, when we respond to Jesus's call, we are welcomed with joy and the promise of a new life. The crowd's reaction upon seeing Jesus call Zacchaeus was immediate and negative. Luke 19:7 reports that all the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." This verse gives us a clear view of how the people around saw Zacchaeus and, more importantly, how they did not understand the extent of Jesus' grace and mercy. The crowd judged Zacchaeus only by his profession and reputation, without considering his capacity for change. These murmurs reflect a common human behavior, the tendency to judge hastily and resist the idea that someone considered a sinner could be the recipient of God's grace. The crowd's attitude is a reminder of how quickly we can judge others based on appearances or past actions without realizing that everyone is capable of transformation. In Matthew 9, verses 12 and 13, Jesus declares that it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners. The crowd's reaction also reveals the social prejudice Zacchaeus faced daily. As a chief tax collector, he was seen as impure, someone with whom no one wanted to associate. Jesus's decision to enter Zacchaeus's house was a radical act that challenged the social and religious norms of the time, showing that God's love and redemption are not limited by human prejudices. This judgmental reaction from the crowd is also a reflection of the difficulty we have in accepting grace for ourselves and others. We often find it hard to believe that God can forgive and transform those we consider less worthy. However, Zacchaeus's story teaches us that God's grace is surprising and goes beyond our expectations and human judgments. Ultimately, the crowd's murmuring is confronted by Jesus's action, who chooses Zacchaeus precisely because he was seen as unworthy. This challenges us to reconsider our own prejudices and to learn to see others through the eyes of Jesus, who sees the potential for redemption in everyone. When Jesus chose to stay at Zacchaeus's house, he did something extraordinary. In Luke 19, 5 and 6, Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus's house, and Zacchaeus welcomes him with joy. This gesture by Jesus, entering the house of a man considered a sinner, was radical and provocative. For Zacchaeus, who lived in social isolation, receiving Jesus into his home was a clear sign that he was being accepted and valued, something he likely hadn't experienced in a long time. Jesus's presence in Zacchaeus's house represented more than just a visit. It was a symbol of acceptance and redemption. In Jewish culture, sharing a meal was an act of intimacy and fellowship. By choosing to stay with Zacchaeus, Jesus was demonstrating that salvation and grace were within reach of everyone, regardless of their past or social standing. This gesture is a practical manifestation of Jesus's teaching in Revelation 3:20. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Zacchaeus's decision to welcome Jesus into his home, despite the crowd's criticism, shows his willingness to change and open himself to a new life. In Luke 19:8, we see Zacchaeus's response to Jesus's love. Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. This verse demonstrates the transformative impact of Jesus's presence in his life. What began as a simple desire to see Jesus resulted in a complete change of heart and behavior. This intimate moment between Jesus and Zacchaeus in his home reminds us that true transformation begins when we allow Jesus into our lives. Like Zacchaeus, we need to be willing to open our doors to him, allowing his presence to transform our priorities, values, and actions. Zacchaeus's story teaches us that no one is too sinful to be redeemed, and that true change begins with a simple act of spiritual hospitality. Jesus's visit to Zacchaeus's house symbolizes God's willingness to draw near to all of us, regardless of our flaws or mistakes. By welcoming Jesus into his home, Zacchaeus experienced a transformation that altered the course of his life, proving that God's presence in our lives has the power to completely transform us. Zacchaeus's encounter with Jesus resulted in a profound and visible transformation. In Luke 19:8, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." This verse is crucial because it shows the fruit of genuine repentance. Zacchaeus not only acknowledged his wrongs, but also took concrete steps to correct them, going beyond what was expected. Zacchaeus's decision to repay four times what he had unjustly taken is significant because it surpasses the requirements of the Mosaic law. In Exodus 22:1, the law required that a thief repay double, but Zacchaeus, moved by his repentance and the grace he had experienced, decided to go beyond, offering a fourfold restitution. This demonstrates the depth of his transformation, a change of heart that was accompanied by concrete actions. This transformation was not only financial, but also spiritual. By giving half of his possessions to the poor, Zacchaeus was showing a radical change in his attitude toward wealth. He, who had previously accumulated wealth through exploitation, was now willing to use it for the benefit of others. This act of generosity was a reflection of the inner change that occurred after his encounter with Jesus. In Matthew 6:21, Jesus teaches that, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And Zacchaeus's new treasure was now in justice and mercy. Zacchaeus's transformation is a powerful example of what happens when someone truly encounters Jesus. It is not just a superficial change, but a total renewal of the heart and mind, manifesting in concrete and just actions. Zacchaeus's repentance was accompanied by a real change in his behavior, something that everyone around him could witness. Zacchaeus's transformation reminds us that true repentance is accompanied by actions. It is not enough to simply acknowledge our wrongs. We must be willing to correct them and live differently. Zacchaeus's story challenges us to consider how our own lives can be transformed when we allow genuine repentance to lead us to actions that reflect the grace we have received. The story of Zacchaeus is a powerful illustration of Jesus's central mission, which is clearly expressed in Luke 19:10. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This verse encapsulates the essence of Jesus's ministry on earth, his pursuit of Zacchaeus, a man who was lost both socially and spiritually, exemplifies how Jesus actively seeks out those who are marginalized, rejected, or have strayed from the path. Jesus did not wait for Zacchaeus to come to him perfectly. Instead, he met Zacchaeus in his state of curiosity and spiritual need. The fact that Jesus called Zacchaeus by name and stayed at his house demonstrates the personal and intentional nature of his mission. He actively seeks the lost, showing that no one is beyond the reach of his grace and love. This is reinforced in other parts of the Gospel, such as in Matthew 18, 12-14, where Jesus speaks of leaving the 99 sheep to find the one that was lost. Jesus's mission to seek and save the lost challenges the social and religious norms of his time, which often excluded sinners and the marginalized. Zacchaeus's story is proof that Jesus sees value in everyone, regardless of their condition or how they are viewed by society. He reaches out to those who are distant, offering them the chance for redemption and a new beginning. This act of seeking and saving is a tangible expression of God's unconditional love. This mission of Jesus also calls us to reflect on our role as his followers. We are challenged to continue this mission, seeking out those who are lost in our own lives and communities. Zacchaeus's story teaches us that we must be willing to cross social barriers and prejudices to reach those who most need God's love and grace. Just as Jesus did with Zacchaeus, we are called to see beyond appearances and extend a hand to those who have been excluded or forgotten. Ultimately, Jesus's mission to seek and save the lost reminds us of the depth of God's love for each individual. No matter how far someone may be, Jesus is always willing to move toward that person, offering salvation and a new life. Zacchaeus's story is a powerful illustration of this principle, showing that through Christ, everyone has the opportunity to be found and restored. When Jesus declared in Luke 19:9, "Today salvation has come to this house," he was affirming a complete transformation in the life of Zacchaeus and his family. This verse is profound because it marks the moment when God's grace invades someone's life, bringing redemption, restoration, and new hope. Zacchaeus's house, once a place of wealth acquired dishonestly, became a symbol of repentance and renewal. The meaning of salvation for Zacchaeus goes beyond a simple change in behavior. It represents a change of heart and a new identity. The salvation that Jesus brought to Zacchaeus's house was not just individual, but affected his entire family, indicating that one person's transformation can impact those around them. This concept of collective salvation is reflected in Acts 16:31, where Paul and Silas tell the jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Moreover, Zacchaeus's salvation involves a process of restitution and justice as he decides to repay what he had unjustly taken. This shows that salvation brings with it a change that affects not only the individual, but also the community, correcting past wrongs and promoting reconciliation. Zacchaeus's story demonstrates that true salvation is manifested in actions that reflect God's love and justice. The fact that Jesus declared salvation in Zacchaeus's house also challenges the perception that only the righteous deserve salvation. In Ephesians 2:8 and 9, Paul writes that salvation is by grace through faith and not by works, so that no one can boast. Zacchaeus, despite his sinful past, received salvation because he responded in faith to Jesus's call. His story is a testimony that salvation is a gift from God, offered to all who repent and believe. The significance of salvation in Zacchaeus's house reminds us that redemption is possible for everyone, regardless of their past. God's grace is powerful enough to transform any life, and Zacchaeus's story is a living example of how this transformation can occur. The salvation that Jesus brought to his house is a promise for all of us that, with faith and repentance, we can experience complete renewal. The story of Zacchaeus is rich in lessons of humility and repentance. When he climbed the tree to see Jesus, he demonstrated a rare humility for someone of his status. Despite his wealth and position, Zacchaeus was willing to expose himself to ridicule, placing himself in a vulnerable position to reach what his heart desired. This act of humility was the first step toward his transformation. Zacchaeus's repentance is equally remarkable. In Luke 19:8, we see Zacchaeus not only acknowledging his wrongs, but also taking concrete steps to correct them. He committed to giving half of his possessions to the poor and to repay four times as much to those he had defrauded. This sincere repentance is a powerful example of what it means to turn to God. In 2 Corinthians 7:10, Paul speaks about the repentance that leads to salvation without regret. And this is precisely the type of repentance that Zacchaeus demonstrated. These lessons of humility and repentance are fundamental for anyone seeking a transformed life. Zacchaeus's humility allowed him to recognize his need for Jesus, and his genuine repentance opened the door to a new life. Zacchaeus's story teaches us that the first step to redemption is recognizing our own condition and being willing to change. This willingness to humble ourselves and admit our faults is essential for experiencing true transformation. Zacchaeus's humility also challenges us to reconsider our own attitudes. Often pride prevents us from admitting our failures or seeking help. However, Zacchaeus's story shows us that humility is the path to redemption. In James 4:6, we read that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. By following Zacchaeus' example, we can open our hearts to God's transforming grace. Zacchaeus's repentance reminds us that true change comes from within, manifesting in actions that reflect a renewed heart. Zacchaeus's story is an invitation for all of us to practice humility and live a genuine repentance that not only acknowledges wrong, but also actively seeks to make things right. The story of Zacchaeus is a powerful example of how Jesus included the marginalized in his ministry. In a society where Zacchaeus was rejected and seen as a sinner, Jesus chose him as an example of transformation and redemption. Luke 19:7 highlights the crowd's surprise and displeasure when Jesus decided to stay at the house of a tax collector. This choice by Jesus challenges the social norms of the time and demonstrates his commitment to those who were marginalized. Zacchaeus's inclusion reflects Jesus's teaching on love and acceptance. In Matthew 9:13, Jesus declares, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance." This verse summarizes Jesus's mission to seek out those who were despised and excluded by society. By choosing Zacchaeus, Jesus showed that the kingdom of God is open to everyone, regardless of their condition or past. Zacchaeus's example also challenges us to reflect on how we treat the marginalized in our own society. His story reminds us that everyone has value in God's eyes and that no one is beyond the reach of his grace. In Galatians 3:28, Paul writes that there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Zacchaeus's inclusion is a practical example of this principle of equality and acceptance in God's kingdom. Furthermore, Zacchaeus's inclusion teaches us about the power of acceptance and unconditional love. By staying at Zacchaeus's house, Jesus not only accepted him, but also dignified him in the eyes of society. This act of inclusion had a profound impact on Zacchaeus's life, leading him to sincere repentance and a change of life. Zacchaeus's story challenges us to live out this kind of inclusive love that does not judge but embraces and transforms. Ultimately, Zacchaeus's inclusion by Jesus teaches us that God's love knows no limits. He seeks out and reaches those who have been rejected and forgotten, offering them a new identity and a new beginning. Zacchaeus's story is proof that with Jesus, no one is beyond the reach of love and redemption. The story of Zacchaeus also offers us an important insight into Jesus's perspective on wealth and justice. In Luke 19:8, we see Zacchaeus voluntarily deciding to give half of his possessions to the poor and repay four times more to those he had defrauded. This act is significant because it demonstrates a radical change in how Zacchaeus viewed his wealth, not as a means of exploitation, but as a tool for justice and restitution. Jesus does not condemn Zacchaeus for his wealth itself, but his transformation suggests that wealth should be used to promote justice and help those in need. This principle is consistent with Jesus's teachings in other parts of the Gospel. In Matthew 19:21, Jesus says to the rich young man, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Zacchaeus's story reflects this call for wealth to be used justly and compassionately. Furthermore, Zacchaeus's restitution goes beyond what the Mosaic law required, demonstrating that genuine repentance includes a desire to correct past wrongs in a just and generous way. In Leviticus 6, verses 4 and 5, the law required that the sinner repay what was stolen plus one-fifth of its value. Zacchaeus, however, decides to repay four times more, showing his deep transformation and commitment to justice. Jesus's view of wealth and justice challenges the common view of his time and also challenges us today. Wealth, in the hands of someone transformed by grace, can be an instrument of goodness and restitution. Zacchaeus's story teaches us that true repentance is not only spiritual, but also practical, manifesting in actions that promote justice and the well-being of others. Zacchaeus's story invites us to reflect on our own relationship with wealth and how we use it. We are called to be just and compassionate stewards of our resources, using them not only for our own benefit, but for the good of others. Zacchaeus's transformation is a powerful example of how wealth, when placed in the hands of someone who has encountered Jesus, can be redeemed and used to promote God's kingdom. The encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus did not only impact Zacchaeus's life, but also had significant repercussions in the community of Jericho. When Zacchaeus committed to repaying four times more and giving half of his possessions to the poor, he initiated a change that affected not only his household, but the entire community around him. This public transformation, the result of his encounter with Jesus, served as a powerful testimony of the change that occurs when someone meets the Savior. The community of Jericho, which had previously seen Zacchaeus as a traitor and exploiter, now witnessed his transformation into a man of justice and generosity. This not only challenged people's perceptions of Zacchaeus, but also of Jesus and his mission. In John 12:32, Jesus says, "And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." The impact of the encounter with Zacchaeus was a reflection of this principle. A person transformed by God's grace becomes a living testimony that draws others to Christ. Moreover, Zacchaeus's example may have inspired others in the community to reconsider their own lives and practices. When someone sets an example of genuine repentance and restorative justice, it has the potential to positively influence those around them. Zacchaeus's commitment to restitution and helping the poor may have encouraged others to do the same, creating a ripple effect of transformation and social renewal. Zacchaeus's transformation also served as a challenge to the community regarding prejudice and judgment. The initial reaction of the crowd was one of murmuring and judgment, but Zacchaeus's change proved that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. This forced the community to reconsider their attitudes towards the marginalized and recognize the transformative power of God's love and mercy. The impact of this encounter on the community of Jericho reminds us that true spiritual transformation always manifests visibly and tangibly. When lives are changed by Christ, these changes affect not only the individual, but also the community. Zacchaeus's story challenges us to live in such a way that our own transformations positively impact those around us, promoting justice, reconciliation, and peace. The story of Zacchaeus, despite having occurred over 2,000 years ago, remains extremely relevant today. In a world marked by social inequalities, injustices, and prejudices, the narrative of Zacchaeus reminds us of the transformative power of encountering Jesus. Like Zacchaeus, many people today find themselves lost, isolated, or on the margins of society, searching for something to fill the emptiness in their lives. Zacchaeus's desire to see Jesus, his willingness to climb a tree, and his subsequent transformation teach us about the importance of seeking the truth and being open to change. In a modern context, this may mean overcoming internal and external barriers to find meaning and purpose and being willing to act on it when the truth is found. In Jeremiah 29:13, God promises, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Zacchaeus's quest reflects this promise, showing that God reveals himself to those who sincerely seek him. Furthermore, the story of Zacchaeus is a powerful reminder that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace, regardless of their past or mistakes. In an era where quick judgments and cancellations are common, Zacchaeus's example challenges us to adopt an attitude of grace and mercy, believing that anyone can change when they encounter Jesus. This is emphasized in 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." The relevance of this story also extends to our understanding of social justice. Zacchaeus's restitution and his willingness to use his wealth for the good of others challenge us to consider how we use our own resources and power. In a world where inequality is a reality, Zacchaeus's story inspires us to seek ways to promote justice, restitution, and generosity, following the example of transformation that he set. The story of Zacchaeus is a continuous invitation for each of us to reassess our lives and priorities. It reminds us that true transformation begins in the heart, but manifests in actions that have the power to change not only our lives, but also the lives of those around us. Like Zacchaeus, we are called to seek Jesus with all our hearts and allow that pursuit to transform us from within. The story of Zacchaeus is not just an account of a man who found redemption. It is a universal call that resonates even today. Jesus came to seek and save what was lost, and this mission is as relevant now as it was on that day in Jericho. Each of us, regardless of where we are or what we have done, is called to respond to Jesus' invitation, just as Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus teaches us that the first step toward transformation is humility, acknowledging our need for something greater than ourselves. His example of climbing the tree to see Jesus challenges us to overcome our limitations and seek God with determination. As in Hebrews 12, 1, 2, we are encouraged to run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Zacchaeus's story inspires us to persist in our spiritual quest, knowing that Jesus will always see us and call us by name. Moreover, Zacchaeus's transformation reminds us that true faith is accompanied by action. He not only repented, but also took concrete steps to correct his wrongs and live justly. This challenges us to reflect on how our faith manifests in our daily lives. In James 2:17, we read, "In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." Zacchaeus's story reminds us that living faith is expressed in actions that promote justice, love, and reconciliation. Finally, Zacchaeus's encounter with Jesus calls us to reconsider how we view others. Jesus saw in Zacchaeus the potential for change, something the crowd around him did not see. We are challenged to look at those around us with the eyes of Jesus, recognizing that everyone has value and potential for transformation. In John 13:34-35, Jesus gives us a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. The story of Zacchaeus is a practical example of this commandment, showing us the power of love and acceptance. Thus, the story of Zacchaeus is more than an ancient narrative. It is a continuous invitation for each of us. We are called to seek Jesus, to repent of our wrongs, to act justly, and to love others as he loved us. And like Zacchaeus, when we respond to this call, we can experience a transformation that changes our lives and profoundly impacts the world around us.